The judge who presided over the trial of former Senator Ted Stevens is continuing his push for information from the Justice Department, even as the government seeks to dismiss the case. Judge Emmett Sullivan filed orders yesterday that indicate he may want to pursue what went wrong at the Department of Justice. APRN's Libby Casey reports.
Judge Sullivan will hold a hearing tomorrow morning on the government's motion to throw out Ted Stevens' guilty verdict and dismiss the indictment. Sullivan is expected to do just that, putting an end to the case. But even if Stevens walks away a free man, the Justice Department may not be off the hook in Judge Sullivan's courtroom. He filed two orders yesterday. One directs the department, the FBI, the IRS, and any other government agencies involved in the case to preserve all documents and information, including emails, notes, audio recordings, and electronic files. They are not allowed to destroy anything relating to the case. Sullivan also ordered that all evidence about an FBI whistleblower complaint be given to the court. Federal prosecutors had until this morning to turn over all the materials gathered after the trial that they gave to Stevens' lawyers. And the judge ordered the government to provide attorney notes from an interview they did last year with their star witness, former Vico CEO Bill Allen. The year-old notes were found by a new prosecution team 2 weeks ago and had not been turned over to Stevens' lawyers before the trial. In them, Allen contradicts testimony he gave on the witness stand. The lapse was the latest in a string of problems by the Justice Department and caused Attorney General Eric Holder to seek dismissal of all charges against Stevens. The former senator was convicted last fall of lying on financial disclosure forms, but Holder wants the verdict thrown out. Even as Judge Sullivan acts on that, he may want to keep jurisdiction over the Justice Department's errors, who was at fault, and why. The judge grew increasingly frustrated with the prosecution during and after the trial. In February, Judge Sullivan held three government lawyers in contempt for failing to turn over documents to the defense, and he railed at the prosecution team during the trial when they withheld information from Stevens' lawyers. Soon after the trial, an FBI agent wrote a letter to the court alleging misconduct by prosecutors and a fellow agent. In Washington, I'm Libby Casey.